everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. This past month, our school led a statewide voter registration video with Mi Familia Vota. We will post that video on our YouTube channel. Congratulations to Deja, one of our amazing students who was recognized by When We All Vote for her voter registration efforts. Michelle Obama also took notice of her efforts. Thank you, When We All Vote and Michelle Obama, for all you do. Congratulations to Olivia from Orange Vista High School in Valverde Unified School District. She auditioned for American Idol Season 18. Be sure to watch. On this episode, we interview Samuel Molina, State Director for Mi Familia Vota. He shares his story and the importance of the census. We're excited to share this interview with you, so be sure to tune in. Hi, everyone. I'm with an amazing guy. I'll let him introduce himself.
My name is Samuel Molina with Mi Familia Vota.
Can you tell us your role with Mi Familia Vota?
So I am the statewide director. I oversee our operations across the state. We have offices in Fresno, Modesto, and Riverside. And I'm essentially responsible for ensuring that our team meets goals, training, development, you know, doing public relations kind of work, you know, so doing television and radio interviews, and making sure our message gets out there. You know, Mi Familia Vota has six advocacy pillars where we focus on immigration, healthcare, voting rights, workers' rights, education, and the environment.
Can you share your journey from college to where you are now?
Well, that's over a span of like the last 10 years. And I went to Fresno City College in 2005, graduated from Fresno State in 2010. And in between that time, I actually joined the Marine Corps Reserve. And towards senior year, I realized that I didn't want to become a cop anymore and I wanted to get into politics. And so in 2012, I started working on for Organizing for America as a volunteer, helping Obama get reelected. And 2 years later, found myself working for Mi Familia Vota. Fortunately, you know, my boss took a chance on me and hired me, even though I didn't really have too much experience, but now I've been leading the state for the last 5 years.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Can you share your favorite story as a volunteer staff member with Barack Obama?
Oh, well, I'm not sure I have any. I mean, like, you know, it was always, we had a great team in Fresno, phone banking into the other states. They called us like the Death Star because we made thousands of calls into the other states to help get out the vote for President Obama at that time. But any like stories to highlight, I have to think about that.
Yeah, hey, there's, I'm sure there's a lot. President Obama did a lot of great things. Can you talk about the census and why it is so important?
Yeah, of course. The census is very important to our communities because it's a population count of the entire country, and it takes place every 10 years. And so for every person who doesn't get counted, that's about $2,000 that doesn't come back into our community. So over 10 years, that's $20,000 that's lost.
Oh my gosh.
And the reason why it's important is because this is money that goes back into our communities. So, you know, pays for things like for programs with children with special needs, public safety, you know, fire and police departments, emergency services, so like your ambulance, education, K-12 system, colleges and universities. There's 132 federal programs that get funded as a result of the census. And here in California, we receive about $76 billion. So we can't afford to have an undercount, right? Because we know that our population has grown here in California and across the U.S. So we need to make sure that we have an accurate count so we get the appropriate funding for our communities. The other reason why is because it also determines representation. So if we have right now 53 House representatives and two state senators in Congress, right? And if we are undercounted by 1.5 million people, we will lose a seat in the House of Representatives. So not only do we want to lose a seat there, but we also want to make sure we have appropriate representation here in, you know, Riverside and San Bernardino counties. So as our population grows, we want to make sure we have appropriate number of council members and board supervisors.
And your team's doing a great job. Can you talk about the census pledge you guys are currently doing?
Right. So we are a part of a table here in the IE, you know, working with other community groups, nonprofit organizations to help make sure that we get the census information out there to our communities. And so we started back in November canvassing, going door to door in communities, making sure they're aware of the census and, you know, that they're going to participate. And so right now, we're getting close up to that deadline. March is when it'll begin, and we want to make sure everybody participates and knows what to do when the census arrives.
And what are some of the questions we can look for when we do the census?
So the census asks about 10 questions. Now, I know a few of them, but not all of them off the top of my head. First, they're going to ask your name, right? First and last name, age, gender, race, ethnicity, and income level. There's a few other questions, but the census will never ask you for your bank number. It won't ask you for your social security. It won't ask about citizenship, and it's not going to ask for a donation. If you have any kind of forms like that, those are suspicious forms, don't fill it out, right? It's just 10 basic questions. And you want to identify everyone who lives in the household. So from the eldest adult to the youngest child, even if that child's only a day old, you want to make sure that they're counted.
And is it important that they answer all of the questions? Are they all required?
Yes, it's important that the community answers all the questions that they can. Again, if there's more than one family in that household, make sure that the other family is also counted. Even if it's somebody living there temporarily for a month or so, make sure that person gets counted.
And how is the data collected? Do they come to our house or what do they do?
So what'll happen is in mid-March, beginning around the 12th, people will receive a notification in the mail saying, hey Samuel, here's your census notification, here's your passcode, here's the website, go online and complete the survey. If they don't complete the survey within about a week or so, they'll get a second notification to go on. Following that, if they still haven't completed the census survey, they will receive a mail survey or they'll get a phone call from the Census Bureau. Now, you want to make sure that you complete it as soon as possible, because beginning after May 1st, then they will start sending out enumerators, you know, people to knock on your door trying to collect census information. So it's easier, it's faster, and it's more affordable for us, for our government, if we just do it online or do it as soon as possible in the mail or over the phone.
Okay, and how does the census affect the Electoral College?
So as I was stating earlier, we have 53 House representatives. So if we are undercounted and we lose a seat, then we go down to 52 representatives, which means our electoral votes goes down to 54, right?
That's true.
Because the Electoral College right now have 55 votes with the 53 House reps and the two state senators. If we lose a seat, we go down to 54. If we gain a seat, we go up to 56. So again, we want to make sure we have appropriate representation so we can maintain or increase our electoral votes.
Yeah, that's a good point. How can educators assist students and families with making sure they complete the census? Can you give us any advice?
Educators are going to play a key role in making sure that there's an accurate count in their communities. And it just takes 5 minutes to talk to your students about the census, present to them why it's important, just like we're doing today. And I mean, I would encourage educators to get posters out on campus so that the students start seeing it, if they can, in multiple languages. Because students, especially students who live in mixed status households or with non-English speakers, are going to play a key role in helping their parents fill out that census survey, because these surveys will be sent out in English. So we want to make sure that people are doing it. They can do it online. I know there will be multiple languages that they can do it online. So we want to make sure that, again, everybody's participating. Again, educators can promote it with PSAs at school, on campus, posters on campus, during parent-teacher meetings, back-to-school day events. Those are some of the ways that, our educators can speak with parents in the community.
Yeah, and you guys came out and you helped us at our presidential debate, and you gave information about that. And I know they always come out to our monthly Reach Higher fairs, mm-hmm. and they're promoting the census, and they're doing pledges, and they are also doing classroom presentations. So that's been a great help on our campus. Why do you think it's important for people to get out and vote?
It's important for people to get out and vote. For me, it's very simple. We do better as a community if more people are involved, right? 30% of our community comes out and votes. That's not an accurate representation of what our city or county would want, or even our state, right? But if we say 70% of people or 80% of people are coming out and voting, then we have a more accurate representation of what this state, what our city, what our country wants, right, as a people. So you want to make sure that your voice is heard and that you're standing up for your family, your friends, your communities, because when you don't get out and vote, somebody else is going to make a decision on your behalf. And so you want to make sure that you're making that decision.
Yeah, that's true. I already registered to vote, and I already mailed in my ballot, so I'm good to go. Can you share about your work with Nora Vista and the Reach Higher Club Go Vote video?
So recently we completed a video with your help. Thank you very much for that. It was a wonderful video. The students that were involved, were able to speak to why it's important to vote, and we shared it on social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, trying to make sure other people, received the message. It's a very pleasant experience, and I'm hoping that we can do something again for the general election.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys promoting it on your social media.
Of course.
Thank you so much. What is your why for this work? Why do you do what you do?
You know, as I was stating earlier, I was going to school for criminology and option in law enforcement. And at the time when I was younger, I wanted to become a cop. I felt like it was one of the ways, you know, to keep our community safe. But as I was receiving my education, I realized, you know, a lot of our problems, a lot of our issues kind of, you know, stem from policy. And I decided that I wanted to get into politics. So even though it was my senior year and I decided that I wanted to change my major, I didn't, because I was just like, I'd rather see it through and just finish. And I just went in a different direction. And so that's why in 2012, I finally got my foot through the door to get involved politically. And now I'm here. You know, I think that, you know, again, if we want to see better representation in our communities, if we want to see people prospering and thriving, then we have to get involved politically. We have to be, you know, we have to make sure that our legislators are listening to us, regardless of how old we are or our legal status, you know, immigration status. We all still have an opportunity. We still have a voice to get involved.
Yeah, and thank you, Samuel, for all you do across the state helping people register to vote and getting that information out there and the census and everything. I know you do a lot of great work.
Thank you.
What else can you tell our listeners? Is there anything else you want them to know?
Well, you know, it's been a great week. Always love coming out here, you know, working with you. You've been a great help to our students and working with us for our youth program. I was out in San Bernardino Valley College today, and the students were actually very nice. You know, we were collecting census pledges, and for the most part, enjoyed the experience this week here in the IE.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been an honor to have you here, and I'm glad you could be on our podcast. Can you share at least one thing that's made you happy this week? We like to do our Sunshine Spotlight, and we share anything that's made you happy this week.
It was the attitudes of the people in this community. You know, everybody was very well-receiving and nice.
Yeah, and for me, it was an honor to interview a Marine. I'm very grateful that you got to serve our country, so thank you for serving our country. And I was actually just talking with our Marine recruiter and telling her I really appreciate how the Marines have really helped us over the years. So I've been a school counselor the past 15 years, and they've always been loyal as far as, like, they show up when we need them or they volunteer. So thank you for serving, and I appreciate all that you do, and thank you for being on our podcast.
Of course. Thank you.
If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
All right. So I would say thank you for having me on. Make sure that you go out and vote. The election is Tuesday, March 3rd, and make sure you participate in the census, and thank you for having me on.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.